Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hello, Saver. Whether you're saving for that trip to the tropics or saving for an emergency, now is the time to take advantage of Wells Fargo's savings options. Wells Fargo offers savings accounts that can help you save towards your goals. So, what are you saving for? Visit a Wells Fargo branch or wellsfargo.com/save to open a savings account today.
Wells Fargo Bank N.A. Member FDIC.
You knew the job was dangerous when you took it, Fred.
I have a question. Shh, be respectful of me.
You can act like a man!
He's colossal, stupendous. One might even go so far as to say he's mediocre.
I guess I should salute you as a worthy adversary and all that, but the truth is, I really did hate your guts.
This is the Signal Storm Podcast.
Seems cliche at this point, my friends, but it's not, because I don't think we should let it get cliche. The idea that our government has been turned against our people should not be a, well, that's the way it is, and we just go about our business. I think it ought to scare the hell out of everybody. We ought to commit to ourselves to find ways to not send our money to this government so they can't use it against us. Everywhere you turn, from the crime of the streets to the crime at the border, to the efforts being made by the Department of Injustice and the FBI and the IRS and all the three-letter agencies to steal our rights and to empower an elite group of people to start making decisions on behalf of all of us. It is antithetical to a government of, by, and for the people, and I think we ought to be opposed to it. And frankly, there are just a couple of cases that have caught my attention over the last couple of weeks I wanted to bring to your attention. Justice Alito, he's hearing a case in the Supreme Court, the other justices as well, hearing this case out of Texas. Texas put a law in place that stopped social media companies from getting rid of people because of their political affiliation, silencing their accounts, dialing them back, shadow banning them, because that's what Twitter 1.0 was doing. It's what Facebook is currently doing. It's what Instagram is currently doing, finding conservatives. And because they disagree with our politics, taking our money, but then dialing back our audience so we can't use those audiences to create a revenue stream for us and to get our messages out, those of us in media. So there was a law created in Texas that said, well, you can't do that. If you're a social media company and you're not supposed to be editing content and you're supposed to be getting protected from lawsuits under Section 230, then you should not be editing anybody. You shouldn't be taking anybody out. So Justice Alito asks one of these tech lawyers, and remember, big tech was the one that colluded with the Beijing Biden left-wing government to silence us in the last election, to silence us when we had objections about the China virus vaccines. Oh, there's news on that. There's news on how the government lied to us. The government lied to us when it comes to the China virus vaccine and its being 100% safe and, quote, effective. Listen.
Now, one of the big issues on top of this is the fact that so much of the misinformation that came out during COVID was actually fostered by the federal government, in the sense that we actually had the federal government colluding with social media companies to discourage scientific opinion that went against what was the stated mandate at the time. And so to help clear the record, I'd like to ask you all a couple things. And the mantra at the time was to stop the spread. And so we were understood that we either did not receive it or could not transmit it when it was released. Could you speak to that, Dr. Jernigan? Can you receive it or can you transmit it after receiving the COVID-19 vaccines?
Yeah, I think having worked at CDC for 30 years and seen the benefits of vaccine, you know, we have to make the best recommendation.
Can you transmit it or can you receive it after receiving the COVID-19 vaccine?
We need to make the best recommendations that we have.
That's a yes or no question. It's very simple. Commander Grimes, can you receive?
I think we make the best recommendations for the public as we
can. You still get COVID after getting the COVID-19 vaccine?
Yes.
Okay. It's good grief, man. You saw how these, quote, doctors really devolved into politicians when they were asked direct questions. Can you get the China virus after getting a, quote, vaccine? And, well, we make the best recommendations. That's not what I asked you, you nitwit. Answer the freaking question. And then finally, yes, you can still get the China virus if you get the so-called vaccine.
Okay.
That's correct.
Does it prevent you from transmitting it?
Although it may, there's data that shows that earlier in the pandemic, there was some reduction in transmission. The data on that are very challenging to pin down, but it does not absolutely prevent transmission. So
it does not prevent transmission. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. Finally, after 3 years and all the lies that we were gifted by our government to force us, coerce us into taking a, quote, vaccine. By the way, if it doesn't prevent transmission and doesn't prevent disease, how can you call it a vaccine? Question out of left field. Just anyway, so this is the kind of stuff that was suppressed by big tech. You weren't allowed to talk about this because, well, big government was telling you that it was absolutely safe and effective. Of course, if you take the China virus vaccine, you will not get sick. You will not transmit to others. As a matter of fact, we had to inject children so they could protect grandma and grandpa. Didn't make a difference. Didn't make a difference. So these big tech companies were throwing conservatives like me who were asking questions about this off of their social media platforms. Texas says, no, you can't do that. And so Justice Alito is asking one of these attorneys, about this content moderation claim. Listen to this.
There's a lot of new terminology bouncing around in these cases. And just out of curiosity, and one of them is content moderation. Could you define that for me?
So, you know, look, content moderation to me is just editorial discretion. It's a way to take the all of the content that is potentially posted on the site, exercise editorial discretion in order to make it less offensive to users and advertisers.
Is it anything more than a euphemism for censorship?
Again, that is brilliant. Is it anything more than just another way of saying censorship? And that's exactly what it is. Under the guise of content moderation, we're going to silence conservatives. And that's what they are trying to do with big tech at the behest of big government. Remember, the Twitter files showed our government was paying to suppress our voices. So there's that. What about the Internal Revenue Service? Yeah, IRS confiscating our money to give to these bloated bureaucrats to silence our voices, steal our rights, let crime run rampant and target Americans. OMG, O'Keefe Media Group, gets an IRS agent to admit they are really, really bad people. The audio's a little shaky here, folks, but you might be able to make it out. Listen.
So AI has access to, like, everybody's bank account?
Yes.
What?
They see the amount in your bank account, yes.
I can't. Is it constitutional to do that?
I doubt it. They are assholes.
Really?
They are the definition of an asshole.
That's an IRS agent. He says they are assholes. The definition of assholes at the IRS. Not my word. It's what he said. Oh, yeah. AI has access to all of our information. Who turned over that information to AI? Oh, the Internal Revenue Service did. Is that constitutional or legal? Probably not. But guess what? Your elected officials said they could do it. because they don't oversee the IRS, because these elected officials are afraid of the IRS, just like they're afraid of now of this Leviathan that they created that they can no longer control. No longer do they wish to. They just get their $174,000 a year and they put it all in automatic pilot, automatic raises. Everybody gets to have everything and they soak the American people. So you can understand why I am a little leery about what's going on in our government and the abuse the government is dishing out. Now, there's something else here. Not only are the least gifted among us being allowed to run roughshod over our rights and destroy the country, they are profiting and making themselves filthy rich while doing it. Nobody does it better than Beijing Biden. And this just, I thought, was kind of funny. Jon Stewart back on The Daily Show. And to basically put an exclamation point that we are being run by some of the most incompetent boobs in creation. Mr. Stewart had this exchange on his show.
Now, Democrats will say that any criticism like this, especially of Biden, is unfair because you just don't know Biden like they know Biden.
President Biden, who I've been around numerous times just in this last year, is sharp. He's focused. He's bright.
He is sharp, intensely probing and detail oriented and focused.
This is a man who is sharp, who is on top of his game, who knows what's going on.
He's smart. He's on his game.
I was in almost every meeting with the president, and the president was in front of and on top of it all, coordinating and directing leaders who are in charge of America's national security, not to mention our allies around the globe.
Did anyone film that? Because if you're telling us behind the scenes he is sharp and full of energy and on top of it and really in control and leading, you should film that.
Yeah. You think somebody should film? It's not true. Everybody in the audience knows it's not true. Everybody in the audience knows that Democrats are lying their asses off and that our government's lying to us, that these people are doing everything they can to pull the wool over our eyes to harm us. And everybody knows it. And if you don't laugh, sometimes you're going to cry. The lawfare going on against conservatives and against President Trump, we dig deep into that coming up next on the Salcedo Storm podcast.
And now a word from our sponsor.
I'm sure you've seen all these Obamacare commercials. If they were accurate, everybody would be happy and your wallet wouldn't be dragged over the coals. In the real world, it appears those ads are just as much BS as Obamacare is. What if you're under 65 and need quality, affordable health coverage? American Medical Plan specializes in under 65 health insurance plans that have zero copays at the doctor and no deductible on all outpatient services, including surgeries. You pick your doctors and hospitals. There are private plans, enroll anytime, and they are 30 to 60% less than Obamacare. If you're paying too much for your own health insurance, call American Medical Plans. They will customize a plan managed and chosen by you, not the government.
A liberty-loving American takes on Washington, Hollywood, and the whole media establishment. He's Chris Salcedo. Join his fight. Tune in to the Chris Salcedo Show every weekday afternoon on Newsmax.
Have you been growing frustrated that all your favorite stuff's getting canceled out there by the woke crowd? When Fox News, in deference to leftists, got rid of Tucker Carlson, didn't you say to yourself, nobody asked me? Folks, you have power to stop that. Stop funding woke companies. Support those who stand for America, your rights, and your values. Go with Patriot Mobile. I know what you're saying. How is Patriot Mobile going to help me fight back? Well, not only do they have an industry-leading coverage guarantee, they're also America's only Christian conservative cell phone provider. And then there's this. When you make the switch to Patriot Mobile by going to patriotmobile.com/storm, patriotmobile.com/storm, you support me. You keep my voice independent, making sure the woke crowd can't touch me. So if you prize your values, if you like good value, and you want to keep your liberty-loving Latino conservative, strong, and unafraid, go to patriotmobile.com/storm. Use my promo code STORM, get free activation, or or call 972-PATRIOT. 972-PATRIOT. Take a stand against the woke at patriotmobile.com/storm.
Tired of cable news lying to you? It's time the establishment media went the way of the dinosaurs and for free digital journalism to rise. At Texas Scorecard, we bring you real news for real Texans with no paywalls ever. Go to texasscorecard.com today.
Folks, we've been hearing a lot about lawfare that is out there. It's being deployed. It's being employed by leftists to target their political enemies. But we don't talk about what lawfare is, what it's actually doing. Lawfare is the use of law to achieve an unfair outcome that you couldn't get by adherence to the law, equal application of the law, using law as a weapon in a way it was never intended to be used, which is the law is to be used to get justice, equal justice for everybody, at least by the American standard. And that has all been done away with by Democrats. That has all been done away with by the culprit that has been throughout human history has been those with a left-wing, totalitarian, government-runs-everything mindset. And you're too stupid to run your own life mindset. The people that are doing this are in left-wing bastions around this country, and they've got power, and they don't want to give it up through elections or otherwise. And that's who they are. They no longer wish to be Americans. And I judge them by their conduct. And actually, some of them will actually be out and out admit saying they want to rip down this country. They think it's unjustly founded. So to do that, they've got to get us out of the way. They've got to get rid of resistance. And that's what you're seeing happening, not only with President Trump, but others who say, wait a minute, isn't it my right to oppose you? No, left-wingers say, no, it's not your right to oppose us. We're going to criminalize opposing you. Let me bring on a couple of folks who know exactly what I'm talking about. Joe DeGeneva is a former United States attorney for Washington, D.C., and Victoria Tunsing is the former chief counsel for the Senate Intelligence Committee. Hey, guys.
Hey, good morning. Good to be with you.
Good morning.
So let's talk about the Trump case in New York. I was telling the folks earlier in the first hour that the people over at Mediaite really didn't like my analysis that of saying that all businesses should flee New York because it's only a matter of time before they come for everybody. Well, maybe not everybody. As long as you're a Republican who agrees with caving into Democrats, they won't come for you. So Mitch McConnell's safe and John Cornyn's safe. But everybody else, everybody else is pretty much on the chopping block. So, Joe, I want to go with you first. Tell me what's your evaluation. $355 million fine for Trump. And 3 years no business in New York for the Trump company. What do you say?
Well, Judge Engoron may think that he has imposed a death sentence on Donald Trump, the Trump family, and the Trump enterprises. But what he has done is imposed a death sentence on new businesses coming to New York and old businesses staying. He has created an environment in which it's going to take so long to legally resolve these issues that short-term business decisions are fairly obvious, and that is, get out of New York, don't come to New York. And if Mediaite didn't like what you said, that means they're in league with the people who want to invite people to New York to do business so the state of New York can steal their money.
Yes, you know, exactly my point. You know what? And he also demonstrated the unfairness. The guy at Mediaite demonstrated the very unfairness, Victoria, that I was talking about. And you know it's bad when the governor is going around trying to assure businesses, hey, wait a minute. We're just after Trump. We're not going to come after you, business. We're just after Trump. We're weaponizing government against Trump, the law against Trump. When they have to admit it, it's crazy, that would right?
Chris, that would be an additional issue in my appellate brief if I were Trump's counsel. Mm. I mean, you're not supposed to. We know this. Joe and I know this for years and years as prosecutors. You're not supposed to find the person and then make up a crime. And that is not only did Letitia James do that, she said she was going to do it. So it wasn't a secret. So you have an unethical prosecutor filing a complaint based on an unconstitutional law, and it is because there's no due process in that law. Mm-hmm. And then you have a nut for a judge. So there you are.
A nut for a judge, yeah. Well, Judge Engoron does fit that description. But I think as we look at the basis, the accusation of a crime, there was no victim. President Trump did everything right. The lending institution lent him the money based on, they did the evaluation, Joe, on the property, and they said, no, everything is cool here. Everybody made money. No payments were missed. Everybody was happy except for a state government, Joe DeGeneva, that said, you know what? We hate Trump. We hate anybody who opposes us. So we're going to find a law that we can bastardize and twist and then hand down a $355 million judgment, which everybody concedes is going to be overturned on appeal, right?
Well, we hope it's going to be overturned on appeal. The entire appellate division and the appellate court, the highest court in New York, they're all Democrats. There are no Republicans, and it has become an extremely partisan judiciary. And while it's obvious to any right-thinking lawyer that this case needs to be reversed and that there need to be sanctions imposed on Letitia James for what Victoria talked about, which was her campaigning to get a person, to get Trump, and then actually doing it. She may be one of the few politicians who actually kept a promise. But it's the process which is the law. The law itself has never been used for this, and it clearly is unconstitutional. There, there was no trial. It was all decided on papers. Trump was not allowed to present witnesses. And during the penalty phase, he wasn't allowed to introduce certain evidence to show that people weren't harmed. The judge basically directed a verdict from the very beginning against him. And the bottom line is the legal system in New York is now corrupt.
Yep.
Certainly when it comes to Trump, but most assuredly when it comes to conservatives and Republicans, the jury pools are going to be overwhelmingly Democratic, just like they would be in the District of Columbia for a Trump trial. The bottom line is the entire process was unconstitutional. The law is unconstitutional. The way it was handled was unconstitutional. And this decision must be reversed. And if it isn't, then New York's got a real problem. By the way, what Victoria said about the governor making that statement about this was only for Trump, that is prima facie evidence of selective prosecution.
Well, I know.
So, bingo.
I know. But again, as you rightly point out, the leftists are in charge. And Victoria, doesn't that buttress my case that anybody who stays in New York or seeks to go to New York or any blue bastion in this country, you are accepting that you are not going to be treated fairly if you oppose them, so it's best not to go.
Oh, Chris, forget business. Joe and I have not gone to New York for several years because of this. We used to go to New York all the time on the Acela from Washington, D.C. We refused to go, and we've been invited to do so.
Wow.
What do you want to do, get mugged?
The crime is bad enough, but the overt weaponization of the law is also a big issue, and it should be a cautionary tale for anybody who says, hey, don't I have a right as an American to oppose a Democrat still? Joe DeGeneva and Victoria Tunsing, my guests, folks, let's go to the classified documents case. I think many Americans, even Democrats, are starting to scratch their head going, wait a minute. Trump, Joe, had every right to these classified documents as president of the United States. Joe Biden never had, as vice president or a senator, any rights to these documents. But Joe Biden will not be prosecuted, but President Trump will be. And a lot of Americans are going, this is insane.
Well, Joe Biden started stealing documents, and I underscore stealing documents, in the 1970s while he was a United States senator. And he continued it up until the time he was vice president, a private citizen, and even while he was president of the United States, he maintained unlawful possession and storage of highly classified documents. He is in violation of the law like nobody has ever been. His case surpasses the Trump case by leaps and bounds. They're not even close. He did not have the right to declassify, which President Trump did. He did not have the Presidential Records Act, which President Trump did. And so what you have here is a fairly obvious case of selective prosecution, once again, the disparate treatment of the two presidents of the United States. And it underscores how important it is not to charge former presidents with crimes, because it opens up a Pandora's box of things like what Joe Biden has done.
Yeah. Well, Victoria, the excuse was Joe Biden is too far gone to stand for trial, according to HERS report. And Victoria, if he's too far gone to face the music for, as Joe rightly points out, stealing classified documents since 1974, and by the way, willfully, according to Mr. Herr, and oh, by the way, placing national security at risk, according to Mr. Herr, if he's not competent enough to stand trial, then how is he competent enough to sit in that White House?
To run the country. Oh, my God. And you know, we watch it. We watch it every day when he comes out and tries to speak. It's quite frightening. Now, I want to go back to the case against Trump in Florida, because that is a really wild case. First of all, the National Archives and the Biden administration set Trump up for it because they knew his personality. He was going to fight it. This is a civil law. This is civil. It's the Presidential Records Act. This is not a criminal law that they were looking at for Biden. It should have been civil, and it should have been decided under a civil procedure, which meant that if Trump was fighting the subpoena, the Justice Department is supposed to go to court, and they fight it out in court. What did they do instead? What they did to Trump was they did to Peter Navarro. He was in negotiations, and they indicted and arrested him. At least they didn't throw Trump into a jail cell like they did to Peter Navarro. But this is the practice. Hey, Chris, this is a three-legged stool. You've got the Justice Department, and the media, and the court.
Yep.
All supporting the Democrats and this, as you call it, the lawfare.
Right, exactly.
And I don't know what we do.
Yeah, and they're targeting our livelihood. They're targeting our very existence. So if they're going to play economic and this the economic lawfare, then I think that Republicans and conservatives have got to get smart too. The Salcedo Show axiom that states they can't hurt us if they don't have our money. Folks, know it, learn it, live it, because it's exactly what's going on here. So let's. I don't want to spend too much time on Fannie Willis, because this is, but Joe, I mean, the idea, the Democrats are actually hitting social media saying, hey, it really doesn't matter how ethical your prosecutor is, because we really just want to get Trump. So because Fannie Willis, so what, she's unethical, who cares? Joe, why is that important?
Well, it's important because the system matters, even though the Democrats and the leftists want to change the system and make it not matter. Fannie Willis presented an arrogant, disrespectful picture of an American prosecutor in front of a weak judge who really didn't have the cojones necessary to slap her down and tell her to shut up and behave in the courtroom like he would have done with anybody who other than she. And the problem is, when you look at the entire case and how she and that lawyer lied about the cash payments that she allegedly gave him. No evidence of withdrawals, no evidence of deposits, no paper receipts, and we're to believe that she reimbursed Mr. Wade for their overseas trips in cash for thousands of dollars with no record. If this judge does not find the appearance of a conflict of interest, then he should get off the bench. This is a no-brainer. And believe me, the left will excuse anything.
Yeah, go ahead.
It's not just the appearance. They specifically violated the Fulton County regulations, which require that if you hire somebody with who is a relative, and relative is described as anyone you're having a sexual relationship with, consensual sexual relationship, it's specifically in that rule, you are to report it to the county before you hire the person.
Yeah.
Now, oh, she says she didn't do. They didn't have the relationship before he was hired, but she re-upped him in the middle of it at the time they had admittedly had the relationship.
Yeah. Oh, yes,
so
yes.
That would require my lawyer sense says that would require notice.
Well,
and they didn't do it.
Let's not forget the Airbnb that was their little love shack that was taxpayer funded. It was an alleged safe house, according to testimony that was to be given, and I just. Nothing about what this woman is a district attorney, and this is the level of ethics that you find in Democrat bastions. Again, folks, it is not safe to travel to Democrat bastions because they are patently unfair. Joe DeGeneva and Victoria Tunsing, always appreciate the legal analysis, guys.
We love being with you, Chris.
And that puts a wrap on this Salcedo Storm podcast. Do me and yourself a favor, kids. Visit a couple of websites. First one is TexasScorecard.com. You want to see all the results from the vote that's happening today? Make sure you stay tuned to Texas Scorecard. They'll have the results. They'll have all the runoffs. All the information will be there. We will see how successful conservatives were at taking out pro-Democrat Republicans so they can stop undermining prosperity and security in Texas. Also go to ChrisSalcedo.com. That's where you find me. You find our social media hookups for the Chris Salcedo Show and the Salcedo Storm podcast. We're on all the major platforms, Truth Social and X and MeWe and Getter. All those, they're all listed right there. You can even leave me some email and some voicemail on the website as well. Until we visit again, my friends, remember this. A society's worth isn't measured by how much power is stolen by government. It's measured by how much power is reserved for you and me, we the people. Stay vigilant out there, my friends.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry, we were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hello, saver. Whether you're saving for that trip to the tropics or saving for an emergency, now is the time to take advantage of Wells Fargo's savings options. Wells Fargo offers savings accounts that can help you save towards your goals. So, what are you saving for? Visit a Wells Fargo branch or wellsfargo.com/save to open a savings account today.
Wells Fargo Bank, N.A., member FDIC.